faster to.
We've got really, really good leadership in our room. They prepared themselves and came out and did the two things that we wanted to do in this game. One was play fast. You've heard me say that enough times, but also enjoy playing the game, right? Make plays, play with some confidence and some courage. And we looked like that right from the start. We had good jump and made plays, and it was right through the whole bench tonight. You know, there were a lot of players that didn't end up on the goals and assists that played huge roles.
Paul, you've been asked so many times about the lack of playoff experience. It's been a narrative. What is the moment like tonight? Do you feel like you may not be asked that again?
There's so many new things, but the telling stat in this series for me is we played four games in here and never lost in regulation against the best team in the league. That's what you worry about with a young team. It was a physical series. We've got some skaters. You know, Kyle Connor got better as the series went on, stronger. Really like Nicky Ehlers' game tonight on the puck. But that's a difficult thing to do, to get out on the road. I think that's where the playoff series, and then all the other things were new, our first game, our first road game, all of that stuff. But to play well in here as consistently as we did, it's impressive.
Do you think both teams started a little tight? And if so, what did the Tyler Myers goal
I didn't feel like that for us anyway. So we made plays to the inside, and we didn't throw pucks away. You know, we were disciplined, I think, in the mental part of the game of how much risk to put in. I just didn't feel that. I thought we came out right and looked right. There's not going to be a domination in a series like this. I mean, it ends up 5-1, but every shot's dangerous. It's 2-1 for an awfully long time. It's a tight game. And I liked to. We felt we were going to play well in the second because we had. We just needed to play well in the first. We didn't feel we had, and that was the key.
What did that Tyler Myers goal do for you?
Oh, for sure, right? The first goal is huge. It probably got us the second goal because the first goal is a bad angle, and they'll always follow what they see. So Stas takes that out to the net instead of trying to hit somebody in the slot or trying to do something else. So I think the first two, Tyler put it to the net, got a good break, and I think that's why the second one went into.
Paul, the Shifley goal that made it 3-1, probably went unnoticed for a lot of people, but to start that sequence in your own end, Blake right off the draw laid out to block a shot.
Right.
What does that say about the drive of this group to win, do you think?
I think we follow our leader. We really do. For those of you who haven't covered us, it's not a shot, by the way. For those of you who haven't covered us, I would talk about Blake Wheeler at length all the time. So that's his game. He did do anything at any time. And then a battle on a puck in the neutral zone. We felt in the games we lost. We felt the game at home. We didn't win enough of those. It was a huge. Clearly going in 2-1 is a completely different animal than 3-1.
You guys got Paul Stas and he waved his no trade to come in. That performance you envisioned and hoped for?
I think the first word would be hoped and are ecstatic about would be because he does. He's produced big numbers and big plus-minus with two very young players on his wings and played against good lines. And all of that is his hockey sense is just off the charts on how to play under guys, when to get above them, when to make a play, when not to make a play. It's a great learning experience for those two young players.
Adam Lowry line mean for your group tonight? Some of the guys who didn't get on the board.
Right, so that would be an example there, kind of their zone time. Right, so we have a style that we're trying to implement to stay on their back end and not give them room to make plays. And that line had three or four kind of almost game-defining shifts. Puck didn't go in the net for them, but they hemmed them in, stayed in. I think we got two rotations on the one against the Johansson line. So that would be a real. They had a major impact on the game tonight. Didn't score.
Why did you flip-flop Tanev and Armia?
You know, because I knew I was going to have a different matchup tonight. That's all. I was waiting to see who came out first, and if it had been a different matchup off the opening faceoff, I would have flipped them back.
Las Vegas wasn't a popular preseason pick for a Western Conference final. How does it sound to you?
Well, we're pretty excited about it. I'll be honest, I haven't even given it a thought, other than I'm pretty sure we're playing at home, so. We'll get the schedule soon.
Paul,
you're usually pretty stoic behind the bench, unless you're chewing out a ref or something like that. Yeah. But I was kind today. you gave a fist pump. I believe it was after Stastny's.
There were several.
What was that moment like for you on the bench tonight, just against the game?
Okay, so you win 5-1, so of course you enjoyed the game. But I liked the way we played. That was the enjoyment of the game for me. The score, clearly. I'm not saying that wasn't it, but I liked the way we played. I liked that we could come out in a Game 7 on the road against Nashville and play the game we wanted to play. I'm not here telling you it was me. It's Blake Wheeler, and in that room, those guys did it. So that's why I was in a good mood behind the bench.
Paul, there was so much hype heading into this series. Did it live up to the hype, in your opinion, in retrospect, looking back at it?
It certainly lived up to the extremes. I thought I would be able to describe the games to you better than I'd... If I have to go back and tell you how they went, they're going to seem so unusual. But I thought, for us anyway, in terms of how we played Game 2 and this game, from kind of a start-to-finish game, were our best games.
Can you talk about Connor's journey from, you know, starting the season as a backup to where he's taking you guys now?
So he went through a process last year of, like the rest of the hockey club did, young. Have to learn all the hard things about playing in the NHL. Get pulled 5 times. We weren't able to play a game in front of him that gave him a chance. He wasn't able to be as consistent as he's been all year here. And then he put all the time he needed to in the summer to get big and strong, come back a year in a goalie's life makes such a big difference. In the third period, he had one bobble puck, I think, that got away from him. But everything else after that, he was knocking it to the corner. He was clear in the front. Like, he looked calm.
Did you see anything during the day that left you with zero doubt you'd get this kind of effort from your team, this kind of performance?
You can never know. That's why coaches have bags under their eyes and wear thick glasses so you can't see them.
They said you haven't given too much thought to Vegas yet, but... nothing from the regular season you can take from
last one, guys.
No, don't even remember the games. I mean, I remember the games, but I don't think they relate to what we're doing now. Okay,
thank you,
guys.
Thank you.